everybody. This is Chris Eggleston, and yes, you're right. Welcome to another episode of Marketing Draft. It's excellent to be with you today. So today I wanted to address a concern I've seen more frequently than in the past, and primarily this is coming from a lot of my smaller clients, clients who don't have a marketing list, an email list, or have a very small list. Like, we're talking small, and when I say small, I mean like under 500, and some of them really small, which is like under 100. And so what's happening is they're seeing all this success other people are having online, and they're reading about these product launches that just go from zero to hundreds of thousands of dollars in the first week, and some that, you know, hit millions in the first month, and they're reading all these experts and that are teaching you how to do what they did. And one of the things, and really there's two things that tend to be left out in these conversations, or overlooked by certain people. And those two things are, and I'd say the biggest thing is, one thing that they might forget to mention, or that they might just not mention, thinking that you already should know or understand, is that these marketers, these people, majority of them, I'd say 99% of them, have a ginormous email list, an email list that is warm, and in some cases hot. And by that I mean a list of past buyers, a list of people who are consistently buying their products, consistently signing up for their webinars, consistently opting in for this or that. So these are past buyers. These are the hot leads that they have. This is their warm market. And so when they do these big launches, in effect, what they're doing is they're targeting their hot list, their warm market. They're starting with their past buyers. They're starting with a market where they know they're going to have success, where they know they're going to find people interested, and who will be willing to open their wallets and purchase. And so what they do is they do a whole onboarding process just to this specific market, to this warm market. And yes, of course, they do go for a cold market as well. But a lot of people think that what they're doing is all organic, right? So they look at it and they say, oh, well, you know, they didn't talk about advertising. They didn't talk about this or that. So I'm guessing that, you know, all they did is they created these blog posts. They sent out some emails. They set up this pre-launch formula or this pre-launch promotion, and then they got all these people on board and sold all this product. And ultimately what happens is that's not accurate, right? Like, what's happening is, first, they've targeted their warm list, right? So they set up a whole campaign to onboard existing customers or past buyers into their new products, into their new services. And then the next thing they're doing is they're targeting their target market via advertising. And they're using channels like Facebook, or they're using channels like other people's email lists. They're using JV partners and affiliates and all these things to drive traffic outside of just their own list, right? And if we talk about real quick about JV partners and affiliates, well, these are people who also have an email list of a warm market, right? Like buyers who are interested in these types of products. And so essentially they're expanding their warm market by reaching out and partnering with other people in the industry or with like-minded prospects and customers. Now, going back to advertising, a lot of people don't have money, so they don't want to advertise. And what they want to do is just focus on organic. Like, how do I grow this thing organically? How do I find these people organically? How do I get them on my list organically? How do I get them to buy organically? And ultimately it works, but you have to understand that organic is a long-term game, and it's not something. And I did work with somebody as an example last year, and they wanted me to come on board and create for them a campaign, a blog strategy, a content marketing strategy, where we would create content around specific categories or topics, and then we would post. So we are creating this whole content strategy. So they bring me on, and after, what was it? I want to say like maybe 3 months. We might have reached 3 months of creating content and this content marketing strategy and implementing email into it. You know, they came to me and they're like, this isn't working. There's no value for me in what you're doing. It's not generating any results. And I said, okay, well, what results were you expecting? And I said, oh, well, I thought people would be signing up for our services. I said, okay, what other results? No, that's it. That's the only result that I was expecting, is that more people would be calling, the phone would be ringing more, and more people would be signing up because they see this content that we're producing. I said, okay. So you're expecting your member base to grow. That's understandable, and that's ultimately the goal. And that was the goal that we had written down. Like, we want to grow membership. We want to grow a customer base. And so here it is again, just about 3 months in, I believe, and he's frustrated because this is adding no value. He's paying me money to perform this service, to create the strategy, to have the content created, and to implement everything. And he's not seeing ROI, he's not seeing a return on this investment. So he's frustrated after 3 months. And I said, you know what, like, here's your problem. As we talked about this, and you must have just sidestepped it or thought it was retarded, because I told you that content marketing is a long-term game, right? Yes, you'll find some short-term gain, but it's a long-term game, okay? So what that means is, you can't go and write, I think we were doing 2 articles a week. So what's that? Two times, how many weeks in a month? 4. So we were doing 3. I don't even know. I'm not good at math. So you do that. So 2 times 12. So we had 24. Let's say it was 24 articles. Okay. So you can expect to, with just 24 articles published, and that was a total of like 12 emails sent, you can expect to see an ROI at that point off of purely organic efforts, right? Here you are reaching out to people who have only received information from you when you've serviced them or when they've needed you. And now you're trying to indoctrinate them. Now you're trying to reach out to past clients or people who you weren't able to onboard at one point who are interested, right? So it's more reaching out for a colder audience. And the one nice thing about blog articles, content marketing, is it does help to convert cold traffic much better than just a squeeze page or sales page would, right? Because so I'm digressing a little bit here, but this is important. Because when people are searching Google for a specific topic or answer to their question or a specific solution to a problem, they're expecting to find an article, right? They're expecting to find some sort of content, whether it's a video, an article, an audio, whatever, a slideshow, with that solution to their question or their problem. And so if you're writing that content and you're publishing that content and they're finding you, well, that's what they're looking for, right? They're looking for that advice. They're looking for that content that's going to help them. And so when you deliver that, now you've established a little bit of trust with them. And they're starting to trust you a little bit more. And therefore, it's easier to move somebody to a landing page, a sales page, a squeeze page at that point than it would have been just for them to Google for that question, come to a landing page that says, download my ebook and you'll find your answer. Right, that's less. There's a lower chance of conversion on that, much lower, than if they went to a blog post and then to a squeeze page. Okay, so he's expecting these results after 24 articles, and he's not seeing it. And I told him, and the reason that he came to me was because he saw the success that I had with my personal blog, and wanted those same results. And I told him, I said, I've been writing content, creating content for nearly 8 years, okay? Now, and I haven't done it as consistently or as well as I should have, over that entire 8-year period of time. But I do get good results from my content. And he understood that, and I showed him those results and told him that's what I want to do for him. And anyway, so this is the point. When you're doing something purely organic, you have to give it more time. You have to be okay with the fact that it's going to require enormous effort. It's going to require you to spend a little bit more long-term game than it normally would. If you're incorporating other things like utilizing JV partners and affiliates, people who have warm lists that they can market to. When you're adding in other things like advertising, right? When you're going onto Facebook and you're creating ads that target your market. And those are the things that sometimes they leave out. They in these programs or these books or these audios that people are focused on, this is what I did, right? This is the sales page I created. And then people came to the sales page and they opted in, and then I took them to this upsell, or they came to this webinar, and on the webinar I sold them this. And people are getting frustrated because they're going through the process and they're setting up these sales pages and these webinar opt-ins, and they're not getting opt-ins. They're not getting registrants. And it's because what's left out is everything before, right? How did you get people to that list? How'd you get people to that opt-in? How'd you get people to register? Right? They leave all that beginning stuff out. They don't talk about, well, I had to email my list, even though it was my warm list, I had to email them 20 times, right, in order to get the registrants that I expected, to get the conversion out of them that I expected or needed. I had to pay Facebook $20,000 last month to get the registrants I needed in order to have the conversions and sales that I wanted, right? They didn't tell you that part. And so a lot of people just think I can go set up these pages and then boom, people are going to come and fill it out, and I'm going to have all these registrants and then I'm going to have all these sales. And it's just not the way it works, because people don't know you. Your squeeze page doesn't optimize well. And because it's the only thing that you have on that topic or that whatever it is, Google's not ranking you high enough on their search results to even bring you traffic organically. And so there's all these other avenues, there's these other drivers that are bringing people to your delivery or your deliverable. And really, like, it's so important that you understand this, because I can't tell you how many times in the last 3 weeks alone I've had to talk to people and explain to them that it doesn't matter how much you put into creating this sales page or this opt-in page or the deliverable, the content itself, the video, the audio, the whatever it is. It doesn't matter if you haven't strategized or come up with a strategy to get people to that opt-in list. And not only get them to that list, but indoctrinate them to a point where they're willing to opt in. Because, again, if you don't have a list, or if you have a very small list that you don't stay in touch with or you're not connected with, and by that I mean you're not emailing them weekly or biweekly at the very, very least, then what happens is you have to build trust with these people all over again. Because if it's been 3 years since they opted in and you haven't sent them anything in that period of time, they don't remember you. And they don't know why they're on your list. But at the same time, if you are emailing them every other week, but there's no value that you're adding them, well, they're probably going to opt out at some point, or they're just deleting your emails, they're ignoring them. But you have to be adding value in this process, right? So even before your opt-in page, you have to add value at some point from targeting your traffic to moving them from that ad, that email, into the opt-in page. So either there has to be some value add on the opt-in page, or you have to be really good at writing killer copy that gets people to take action, okay? And so I think a lot of people leave that out because it's the hardest part, in my opinion. It is the hardest part of the whole strategy of selling online, of getting people to buy products. Because you can do everything else right. You can create an awesome landing page, opt-in page, using a service like ClickFunnels or Rainmaker. You can set up an awesome email campaign using services like MailChimp or ActionEdX, which is within ClickFunnels, or even the email program that's built into Rainmaker. You can write awesome copy by studying by studying authority.com or by using my favorite tool, Funnel Scripts, which just allows you to fill out some very basic information, and then it writes scripts for you. It writes content for you, headlines. It writes emails. It writes body copy. It writes all this stuff for you. All these links will be in the show notes, by the way. But you can use all these tools and create awesome websites, awesome opt-ins, and you can create awesome products and videos. But if you're not thinking about how am I going to get people to this information and how am I going to, in that process of bringing them to this information, indoctrinate them or convert them to get them to trust me enough to give me their email so that I can then move them through the process, then it's not going to work. It's going to be wasted effort, wasted time. And so before you get into the actual development and creation of products and landing pages and everything else, you really need to be thinking about what kind of traffic source am I going for? Do I have an email list? If I do, how warm is it? How cold is it? What can I do before I launch this new product or this new program or this whatever service to warm this list up before I try to just sell them something? What kind of advertising might I need to do? Who do I know that has a similar audience that I want to attract, that I could partner up with, that I could use as a JV or as an affiliate, or do some cross promotion with? So you really need to be thinking about this first, because that's ultimately the first step, is where's your traffic coming from? And I'll tell you what, like, a lot of people leave that out, and they don't talk about it. And I think that there are a couple experts out there, and one of them, I will say, is Frank Kern. And I think Frank Kern has noticed this. And I haven't been through a lot of Frank Kern's, like, paid stuff. I followed him for a long time and been through most of his free stuff, and I watch, you know, whatever I can of his. But Frank Kern has lately been talking a lot about how to create Facebook ads that convert. How to do Facebook advertising. That's where Frank Kern, he spends excess of $100,000 a month just on Facebook ads to drive cold traffic into his funnels. And he converts. He'll do 3 to 5 times that on his conversion, on his sales. And so it's insane. But Frank Kern has really started focusing on teaching you how to create Facebook ads, how to target your market through Facebook, and how to utilize that platform to drive killer traffic. And I know that, you know, there are some other internet experts out there that who talk about it, like, here or there, and it's kind of dropped in, you know, 1 or 2 little bonus videos or tutorials or something within another content product that they sell. But it's not the focus. And I'm sure there are some people out there who teach just specifically how to move traffic, how to acquire traffic, how to use organic and paid to drive traffic. But so many people leave it out of their programs because they're more focused on selling a product that's going to do the middle steps of creating your website or creating your opt-in pages and integrating with all your commerce and doing all your emails and doing the promotion part. Whereas, or creating your pre-launch series and all that fun stuff, right? Like, but that's what their products focus on. So that's where they focus on teaching you how to do and how to do well. And what they leave out is the driving the traffic and how to create converting ads and how to use blog posts, as I gave you an example, as your front runner to bring cold traffic in, build some trust with them, and then move them to an opt-in or to a free piece of content that then moves them through a funnel. And so I need to bring that up because I've been kind of blown away by how many times this has come up, like I said, in the last 3 weeks of people just, you know, I did all this work and I put it out there and I've had absolutely no enrollments. I have absolutely nobody opt in and register. Nobody downloaded my free book. Nobody did anything. And I'm like, okay, well, who did you advertise to? How many emails did you send? How often did you send your emails? Is your list warm or is it cold? Did you have anybody else you partnered with? Right? How much have you spent in advertising? Did you boost some Facebook posts? Did you do some live streaming videos? Did you do a webinar? You know, all this stuff. And they're just like, no, because the guy that I studied, this is what he told me to do, and that's what I did. And he was making $100,000 a month. I'm like, okay, well, let me break it down how it really worked for him. Yeah, he did all this stuff, and you did this mostly right. But what he didn't talk to you about, again, was that he spends $20,000 to $50,000 a month in advertising on Facebook and other mediums. He didn't tell you that he has a warm list of 500,000 users or 500,000 subscribers who purchase his products regularly. or who are active subscribers to a membership product. He didn't tell you that he has about 50 JV partners who have warm lists of 100K plus subscribers who are active buyers and who buy the same products that he was selling, and that they all promoted it, and he, you know, cut them in on a 50% commission. Right? And they're like, oh, I didn't think about that. And I'm like, yeah, because I don't know why. But really, that's it, right? Like, we leave that part out and we get so excited, but you have to remember that you have to figure out, how am I getting traffic, whether it's cold or warm, through this funnel, into this funnel, and getting them to take action. And so it's a couple things to think about. Again, what kind of advertising can you do? And if you don't have a lot of money, you're thinking about the most effective form of advertising, and I will say that that is Facebook, okay? You're thinking about, so that's going to be cold traffic. If you have a list that's cold because you haven't been in contact with them regularly, that's cold traffic. So how can you warm that list up with a pre-indoctrination series? Whether you just start dropping them some of your blog articles, maybe you create a series of articles just specifically for warming them up, like some really good stuff that's going to really add value to that list. I just recently did that for an old list that I had of a little over 200 subscribers that I haven't touched in maybe a year. And so I just created a video series to run them through, just really good content to run them through to help them get warmed up to me. And they're all video, and the reason I did video is that way it was face-to-face interaction. That way they're seeing me. That way they're seeing my sincerity. They're seeing my effort. I'm also running another one with all my podcasts. So I'm taking some of my best podcast episodes, and I'm putting them into an automated email series to warm up my list as well, and to get them to move on some other stuff so that I can be prepared to then promote to them a paid product. So they'll be more receptive of that because I've indoctrinated them a little bit more and warmed them up to me and to my ability to help them. Okay, so those are the kinds of things you got to think about. The others, is there anybody else you can partner up with? What kind of content can you use as a pre-runner, right? So if your Facebook ads, for example, you may want to send them to a blog post or a blog article, and the blog article's intent is to share a little bit, but to move them through to an opt-in or to move them through to a video, and on that video page, there's the sales call to action, right? So because you'll get, again, from cold traffic, you're going to get a higher conversion if you bring them in through something that adds value up front without an immediate commitment to opt in, and then run them through. And another thing that I'm not going to talk about right now, but I will in another episode, and I need to do a whole webinar on this, but it's an indoctrination process, especially if you're doing like a webinar or something, or a video series or a pre-launch series. You want to do an indoctrination process, like immediately after an opt-in or registration for something. Even if that webinar is 3 days out, or if your pre-launch, they opt in for your pre-launch series but it doesn't start for 2 days, you want to do something immediately. You want to deliver some immediate value to them. And so I'm going to teach you how to do that in another podcast, because I'm running long right now. And so those are the things you really need to think about when you're creating any type of online promotion or sales or opt-in strategy, is you always have to remember, where are these people coming from and how am I going to move them through my funnel? All right, so that's all I had for you today. Hopefully this turns out great. I was in the car driving, so hopefully I can make this audio sound good enough that you can get the value out of it that I intended for you to get. If you guys have any questions, you know where to find me at chrisegg.com. You can find all the episodes at marketingdraft.com. And hopefully you'll go over to iTunes and leave some reviews, and hopefully use the comments on these episodes at marketingdraft.com to ask for feedback or any additional advice you might need. But thanks for tuning in. Hopefully you find some value in this, and we'll see you in the next episode.